Have you ever booked a flight so long that you packed a pillow, a book, and a change of clothes for the seat? Now imagine an airline that has been planning that exact trip nonstop from Sydney to London for the better part of a decade, and they still cannot get the airplane. I'm Tower on Otis, right here on Radio Hangar, and today we are talking about Qantas Project Sunrise and the supply chain headache that just will not go away. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. Qantas has been chasing the idea of ultra-long-haul non-stop service from Australia's east coast to cities like London and New York since around 2017. They branded it Project Sunrise because passengers would literally see two sunrises during the flight. The whole concept hinges on one very specific airplane, the Airbus A350-1000 ULR. That is the ultra-long-range variant of the A350 widebody. It does not exist yet in the way Qantas needs it, and that is the problem. The airline placed a firm order for 12 of these aircraft. The plan was to begin non-stop Sydney to London service, roughly 17,000 kilometers, sometime in 2026. That date has already slipped, and now, according to reporting from Simple Flying, the timeline is sliding again. Airbus is dealing with what they are calling supply chain issues, which is becoming a very familiar phrase in commercial aviation. Let me put this in context. Airbus has been struggling with deliveries across the board, not just the A350. The A320neo family has been backlogged. Engine manufacturers, particularly CFM International and Pratt & Whitney, have had their own well-documented problems with parts availability and inspection recalls. The ripple effect touches everything, including the specialized variant Qantas needs. The A350-1000 ULR is not a simple off-the-shelf airplane. It requires modifications beyond the standard A350-1000. We are talking about additional fuel capacity, structural reinforcements to handle higher maximum takeoff weights, and cabin configurations designed for passenger comfort on flights that could exceed 19 hours in the air. That level of customization means any hiccup in the broader Airbus supply chain hits this program disproportionately hard. The headline does not tell the whole story here. This is not just about one airline being impatient. Qantas has been restructuring routes, adjusting crew training pipelines, and marketing Project Sunrise as the centerpiece of its long-haul strategy. Every delay cascades. Crew scheduling, slot negotiations at Heathrow, catering contracts, even the cabin product itself. Qantas has been designing a specific premium layout for these ultra-long-haul missions, and that design process does not pause for free just because the airframe is late. For the passengers, well, the Sydney to London nonstop has been a dream sold and resold for years. Right now, that routing requires a stop, usually in Singapore or Perth. Cutting out the connection saves hours, but more importantly for Qantas, it lets them compete directly with carriers like Emirates and Singapore Airlines that dominate the Kangaroo route through their respective hubs. Now, this affects you if you're watching the broader trends in commercial aviation. Supply chain disruptions are not going away overnight. Boeing has its own widely reported production and quality challenges. What this means across the industry is that airlines are holding onto older aircraft longer, deferring fleet renewals, and in some cases accepting airframes that are not quite to the spec they originally ordered just to get metal on the ramp. For general aviation pilots, there is an indirect lesson here too. Parts availability has been a topic at every fly-in and maintenance shop conversation for the past few years. Whether it is a certified Lycoming cylinder or an avionics panel from a major manufacturer, lead times are longer than they used to be. The same global supply chain pressures squeezing Airbus are the ones making your annual inspection parts order take an extra 3 weeks. Back to Qantas. The airline has not publicly named a new target date for the first Project Sunrise revenue flight, at least not with any confidence. Previous guidance pointed to the first half of 2026 that now looks optimistic at best. Airbus, for its part, tends to communicate delivery timelines directly with customers and keeps public statements fairly measured. But the pattern of delays across multiple Airbus programs suggests this is a systemic issue, not a one-off scheduling bump. One more thing worth noting. Qantas is not the only customer waiting on A350-1000 variants. Other carriers have orders in the pipeline, and any production bottleneck affects the entire queue. Airbus has to balance output across its A350 family, and the ULR variant, being a lower volume, higher complexity build, does not always get priority when the factory floor is constrained. So where does this leave Project Sunrise? Still on the runway, taxiing, waiting for clearance. The concept is sound, the demand is real. The airplane, when it finally arrives, will be genuinely capable of rewriting the map for Australian long-haul travel. But until Airbus sorts out its supply chain and gets those airframes built, tested, and delivered, Project Sunrise remains exactly what it has been for most of its life, a promise. This one came from the team at Simple Flying, and it is worth keeping an eye on as the delivery timeline develops. More at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. We will see you next time on ATIS.